I'm sorry things couldn't have worked out better for the two of us, Miss Silky.
Oh, it's fine, Jason. At the very least, life has been interesting. After all, being a feline has rather grown on me. I would rather not give it up at this point.
I appreciate your sense of resolve. You know, I've had plenty of time to think since the world came to an end.
Haven't we all?
The longer I've been in the form of a fox, the less I feel human. Likewise, the more I feel like this was my true form all along.
I think I know what you mean. It's like being a human was not even real. But this is real.
Yes. Odd, though, that we may not be allowed our freedom for much longer, as things are. The Corruptive has pushed its way nearly over the whole planet. Even the safe place has been consumed. My dear, we may be the last untouched souls on the planet.
I love you, Jason. I just wanted you to know that.
I feel the same way. Whatever forms we may take when the Corruptive devours us, perhaps that notion will still mean something.
Hopefully. Jason?
Yes, I'm checking it.
We interrupt this broadcast to ask the audience at home a very important question. Are you often tired and confused?
Sure am.
Worried that the world is bearing down on you?
Every day!
Do you often feel lost in your own bodies?
Is this even my fur?
Don't have a purpose and need one? Well, boy, do I have good news for you.
Woohoo! Tell me all about it!
Jason!
Stay close to me.
Oh, there's no reason to fret, ladies and gentlemen. For what I have in store for you, you can't get anywhere else.
Oh God, Jason!
Hold on! Who are you? What do you intend for us?
Well, that's no way to talk to a friend. Did I not just save you from complete and utter oblivion?
Even so, I don't know anything about you.
Jason, his eyes.
Yes, I see it.
Hmm? Something in my eyes? Could it be the very thread of the multiverse itself flowing through my veins? Remember what you see. And know that you are speaking to a being of great power.
I acknowledge that.
Very good. My name is Anthony. You now find yourself in a place called the Neon Strip Hallway. You're in one of the rooms of said hallway, and a prisoner here, until you agree to serve as my interests. You have a bed, a bathroom, and anything else you might need. But you won't be able to leave unless I say so. Interesting, that ink dripping off of your tail, Jason. And your paws, Silky. Anything I have to be worried about?
It's just ink. A side effect of the world we were in.
Well, that's good, I suppose. Either way, you both belong to me now.
From out of one trap into another, Jason.
Indeed. Anthony, I'm willing to listen if you can guarantee our safety.
I do guarantee it. Very well, then. Sight is an illusion, a mixture of wavelengths, our eyes barely capable of interpreting them. what we see might not be exactly what is there. But sound has an interesting property. Also built upon waves, it sparks something inside of the mind that creates more than the stimuli that are placed into it.
You're talking about human imagination.
Human? Interesting. Very well. But the truth is that all creatures in the multiverse are capable of such a fascinating and, frankly, controllable function. And if one could produce the correct sounds and broadcast it, one man could become very powerful.
Fair. What do you need us for?
Actually, my slave Pharos was aiming only for you, but you two held each other like the scripted lovers that you truly are. It's no matter. I can merely use her as leverage if you choose not to cooperate.
You cannot control me.
Actually, I am supremely competent at controlling people. What I lack is the ability to broadcast myself in an efficient way. Pharos is doing his best, but I think the thing I'm inevitably going to need is a character best known for creating magical rites. I need a high priest.
I know nothing about rites.
Oh, I think you do. There are a lot of Jasons in the multiverse, and they all seem to have this ability. This is my request to you, Jason. Do this for me, or consider you and your pitiful girls' lives to fade away into an endless mediocrity.
Jason, you don't have to do anything for him. I don't like him. He's a terrible man, I can tell.
Miss Silky, please. I know this is not the life we hoped for, but it's better than where we were.
I tell you that I don't trust him. He'll betray you the moment he gets what he wants from you.
Yes, I know. But you need to trust in me. I'm all you got in this crazy world. Understand?
Yes, Jason.
Mr. Anthony, I will do what I can.
Excellent. Pharos. Ugh. Idiot.
Yes, Master! Your stupid, brain-dead, lower-than-garbage, derpy, mad scientist ferret is here!
Good. Jason has agreed to assist you with your transmission array. Show him how it works, and allow him to help out with the fix. Miss Silky will remain here where she will be safe.
Oof!
You got it, Master! Come this way, old chosen by the great big-dicked bat god of the multiverse! Oh god, I want to kill myself.
Lead the way.
You don't know who you are dealing with, Anthony.
Oh, my sweet and lovely feline. I most certainly do. Please enjoy your stay. And if you ever get too lonely, I'm sure we can arrange something for you.